Dear viewers of Madani Channel, perhaps every day, thousands of people come onto this world, spend their life, and then depart this life. After some time, they are forgotten, but some people spend their life in such a splendid way that they are remembered by even those who are born centuries after their death and develop love for them, though they have not seen them. One such personality is Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is one of those great personalities of Islamic history who was born in the 61 Hijri or 63 Hijri in the family of Banu Umayyah in Madinah Munawwara. Let's hear a few highlights of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz's life, and I will also advise the audience to deep down and learn more about this blessed personality. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, received his education in Madinah Munawwara. He was not only a great scholar, but he was a great admirer of knowledge and Islamic scholars. He said, "Become an Islamic scholar if possible. And if not possible, become an Islamic student. Even if that is not possible, have love for Islamic scholars. Further, if that is also not possible, so at least do not have malice towards them." He further says, "Whoever accepts this advice will find some way for salvation." Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, "You cannot acquire knowledge until you prefer it to ignorance, and you cannot get the right until you give up the wrong." He wrote a letter to Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Naim. "Undoubtedly, knowledge and practice are close to each other. Therefore, you become a practicing Islamic scholar because the people who possess knowledge but do not act upon it, their knowledge becomes a trouble for them." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was the governor of Medina, a glorious and chosen blessed companion. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, arrived from Iraq, and he offered salah led by Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. After the salah, he commented, he liked the salah of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, so much that he said that, "I have not seen anyone better than this young man performing salah like the salah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." If we see the worship of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we find him the chief of all worshippers. Very pious, and he was a very abstinent person. When we see his fear for Allah Azza wa Jal, we feel envy at it. If we read about his yearning for recitation, we start weeping. If we see his vast knowledge, we will find him far ahead of great Islamic scholars. If we observe his form of government, we find him to be one of the most successful rulers, and so much successful that he is considered to be amongst the Khulafa'i Rashideen. He became governor of Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, and Taif. Having served well as a governor for 6 years, he resigned and was appointed as a special advisor to Khalifa. He became a Khalifa almost at the age of 36. He performed the duties of Khilafat in such a glorious way that his name is written in golden words in history. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, having served as a Khalifa for almost 30 months, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, departed this life on Wednesday at the age of 39 on 25th Rajab 101 Hijri. He was buried in Syria. The great leader of Hanbalis, Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, "When you see that a person loves Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and talks about his attributes and propagates them, so it will result only in goodness." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.